This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really glad to be with you guys for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this was an email I received before the election, and we were so busy with everything going on with, you know, the Trump-Hillary thing that I don't read every single email on air. I can't. And so, but this has been something that's been bothering me, so I just have to quickly, before we get into medical headlines, just read this to you. So we have, and he's anonymous. It could be a she. And this is a very interesting email he writes to me. He goes, "Doctor, I believe you're Jewish, and I have to ask why Jews are against Trump," which is not true, but yeah. "Why do they think he's anti-Semitic?" he writes. He says, His children marry Jews, and is the better the candidate for Israel?" He has some typos here. He says, "Jews are very smart when it comes to finances, so why wouldn't they be pro-Trump?" Okay, so I this has been something that I have been asked multiple times off air. Why were Jews supporting Trump or supporting Hillary? And I have to answer the way I've always answered. Judaism is a religion. Just like Catholicism, just like Islam, just like Mormon, just like Catholicism, Protestantism, Lutheran, okay, a religion does not line you up with political affiliation. You have a lot of Catholics that are pro-life, but you have a lot of Catholics that were pro-Hillary. And you don't hear people say the Catholics are for Obama or Hillary, or the Catholics are for Trump or Romney. You don't hear that same thing with the Jews. The media made it appear that the Jews were more inclined to vote one way or the other, but it's split. Okay, I mean, in my family, we were always more conservative. Now, where did all this start? Why were Jews, let's say, more prone to voting Democrat? If somebody does poll and prove me wrong and say, "Dahlia, it's really lopsided where many Jewish people vote Democratic." And again, I can't speak for all Jews, and nobody should, just because I'm Jewish. It doesn't mean that affects my, political thinking. You know, when you're Orthodox Jew, you definitely value life. So it's very easy to be pro-life when you're Orthodox. I mean, it's very, but there, you know, your religion doesn't necessarily translate into American politics. So what could be happening if it's, because from what I see it split. I don't see a preponderance of one towards the other where I live. Okay, not at all. But after what happened to Jews at the turn of the 20th century with the pogroms and, during the Crusades and during, the Holocaust, Jews have a habit of getting killed. Okay, let's just put that out there. Okay, unfortunately, even in modern times, we get killed. And so there's strength in numbers. And so when you have a lot of Jews, let's say in New York or in Los Angeles, etc., okay, those are very big metropolitan areas where many Jews will gravitate because, again, there's strength in numbers. Okay? You know, I doubt a Hitler is going to, you know, come and try to take over a city like New York City. It's not going to happen. Not to mention Jews have great friends in Italians and African Americans and Hispanics and Puerto Ricans and everybody. So, we have great friends in all sorts of other ethnicities. So we don't think a Holocaust or a pogroms or a crusades or anything like that is going to happen in New York City or in Los Angeles. Okay? Now, when New York City votes and when Los Angeles votes, they may be more on the liberal side of things. That liberal American feeling may transcend to what some people living there may feel like, but it doesn't have anything to do with religion. It doesn't. Now, you brought up something with where Jews are very smart when it comes to finances. This is, again, another stereotype that we really need to stop. These stereotypes kind of have to stop, okay? Because, obviously, there's people, you know, Trump is not Jewish, and I think he's pretty good at finances. The Clintons aren't Jewish, and they're good at finances. But, Jews don't vote for low taxes or for high taxes. Again, you got to get the religion out of the way. You got to get that out of the way. You have a lot of Jews in Hollywood. There's a lot of, Jewish people in Hollywood, and that doesn't mean that they're going to vote one way or the other, even though it seems like many vote in that industry more liberal. So, what I want to say with this is don't think that all the Jews supported Hillary and Obama, okay? You know, people, despite their religious background and their relationship with the Lord, will vote for what they think is best for America. If some people think, or what's also best for Israel, if some people thought Hillary was going to be a better candidate for Israel, then they would vote for her. Now, that's where the religion and the politics start to blur. If you think your candidate is going to be better for Israel, many reports that FDR knew about the railroads that were taking Jews to Auschwitz and the concentration camps during World War II and did nothing about it. Okay, if that's the case, oh no. Okay, well then, now politics, now it's on, if that's what happened with FDR. If Nixon did some pro-Israel legislation, that's going to be remembered. But that doesn't make you turn completely Democrat or completely Republican. So where the Judaism vote may come into play with us identifying as Jews is, who is going to make sure that Israel doesn't get wiped off the face of the earth by our enemies. Israel is pretty important to us, but it's always also important to the Catholics. It's also important to the Mormons. It's important to Christians. It's important to, a variety of religions. It's important to the Muslims. We need to be very, very careful to make sure that Jerusalem stands and Israel stands. So, but with Israel, you also have a Labor Party and a Likud Party, among others. So you also have a conservative and a liberal. So there'll always be politics, but religion isn't what decides our politics. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it funny? Or serious. You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so less parents are spanking their kids.
Woohoo! Good! That explains why these kids are kind of being all rude and snarky, but I was never a fan of spanking, you know, and the belt and all the stuff that we had to, unfortunately endure as kids. And, apparently parents are listening. They say spanking and hitting children to discipline them has been on the decline since 1988, according to a new study. They say, according to researchers, the number of moms with an average income level who consider physical discipline acceptable decreased from 46% to 21% over two decades. At the same time, mothers who felt timeouts were a better type of discipline rose from 51% to 71%. Okay, I've done timeout, it doesn't work, but that's okay. Still better than spanking. My kids laughed in timeout. I'm like, timeout, you're going to a timeout. Now, go, sit there against the wall. And then they sit there and making fun. And they're both sitting there together, so I separate the two. Put one on one side, one on the other, and then they sit there looking at each other. Then I make one go on the other side of the wall, and they peer over. And they make it a game. They had so much fun time out. They love time out. You know what? But at least they stopped the bad stuff they were doing. God, they said parents seem to be using more reasoning and non-physical discipline strategies with children, which is aligned with the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended in 1998. This is lead researcher Rebecca Ryan, who's an associate professor of psychology at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. At all income and education levels, parents' attitudes towards physical punishment have changed over the last 20 years and very likely their behavior with their children. So for the study, Ryan and her colleagues reviewed four national studies of kindergarten-aged children about 5 years old. The studies were conducted between 1988 and 2011. There was a cultural shift away from physical discipline, but parents still believe that spanking and hitting is the best way to control unwanted behavior. More low-income parents and high-income parents still believe in hitting children to discipline them, yet poorer parents, like richer parents, they said, are increasingly using timeouts. They say nearly one-third of mothers with the lowest income still spanked or hit kindergarten-age children. Almost 25% reported using physical punishment in the last week. Parents with the highest incomes are less likely to endorse or report using physical discipline than those at the bottom of the income scale. Now, this is kind of scary. The report was published online November 14th in the journal Pediatrics. So they say this is, you know, good news that over the last 30, 40 years, we've had less spanking. But we're still not there yet. So, okay, you know, we have an issue, though, here with our kids, okay? Because I see a lot of these kids from very well-bred homes being spoiled little, you know what, doing drugs, you know, committing crimes still. And you wonder if they had gotten a good butt-whooping when they needed to, maybe we wouldn't be, they wouldn't be in this mess today. I don't know how I feel. I'm not a fan of spanking because obviously, I've told you, I think the way I was punished was ridiculous. And, it didn't, I mean, I think, you know, when I was punished, and I think when a lot of us are punished, it's more your parents are mad and it's a way for them to take out their frustration on you. You know, when you hit a kid, okay, we're not stupid. You're in a bad mood and you're taking it out on us. So that's not, acceptable by any means. However, you do have a group of kids that, you know, everybody learns different ways, different strokes for different folks. Some kids need to have a fear. In order to gain a respect, not all kids, but they have to fear that there are going to be consequences. They have to fear going to jail. They have to fear going to the principal's office. How many kids are really freaked out about going to the principal's office? Now, I was freaked out about going to the principal's office, not because of the principal, but because I would get the belt when I got home. So, I'm not saying, by no means, trust me, we do not bring back spanking, we do not bring belts, we don't bring corporal punishment, but what are we going to do as a substitute for instilling fear in these kids that if they don't go to school, if they steal, if they do something completely inappropriate, that there are going to be consequences that they're not going to like. Now, the one thing that has really helped us in our family is my kids' love of their cell phone and their computer. So if I threaten or I take away their computer or their cell phone, that, I mean, oh boy, they can't stand that. Now my son drives, and he drives my Jeep. He's taken over my Jeep, so all I have to do is take away his car, and he is leveled. Okay? Now, is he tough enough? You know, did he toughen up? Okay? You know, I once got so mad that I pinched one of the kids, and they were like, oh! I'm like, wait a second, guys, come on. So I do worry about that. I mean, I remember my dad with his judo background, because in the 60s in the military, you learned judo. He was in the Israeli army. And so, I mean, you know, I learned to take some good hits. So then there's the question, should the kids learn, you know, be in martial arts? Should they learn how to fight? You know, what are these kids missing by not getting spanked? I can't think of anything good, you know, that they're missing, so I would never bring that back. But, you know, if we do have a new generation, a younger generation of kids that don't fear the parents, don't fear the principal, don't fear the teacher, don't fear consequences, how are they going to get along well in society? I mean, how are they going to not get arrested? How are they going to not get fired? You know, my kids learned very early on that just because they don't get spanked for bad grades, and my family got spanked if you got bad grades also, just because they aren't getting spanked for bad grades, you know, you could get fired for a job, you could get, and so what we did is, you know, you don't get a good report card, you're screwing around, then you're not playing on the computer, or you're not doing this, you're not going here, you're not whatever, and so that worked for us, but I was very, very blessed. Now, are my kids behind my back going to parties and doing drugs? They better not be. Because if they are, okay, that house is coming down. They may not get spanked, but they're going to get some drywall falling on them. All right, that house is getting torn up. But, you know, for the most part, I trust them. You know, I've taught them, you know, as much as I could. You know, my husband's taught them, and, you know, hopefully they're not doing stupid. So, you know, I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. What is a very healthy, effective substitute for spanking? I told you guys when I spanked my kid the first time, the very first time I spanked my kid, I think it did make a difference was, I told you guys the story many times. He was about, I think, 4 years old. 4 or 5 years old, and he was playing at the park with this girl, and the park was a very huge park, very long, like football field sized park. And I guess he and this new girlfriend that he met, this new girl, they wanted to go to the ice cream van, and it wasn't a truck, it was an ice cream van. It was a white van with no windows, and get ice cream. And I said, hell to the no. There's no way you're going up to a white van. You're not going all the way over there, football field away. The answer is no. So meanwhile, I'm watching the baby, and I'm changing the baby's diaper because I had little Brock, and I look around, and Stone, my older one, is missing. I'm like, where is he? And I'm looking, and there he is with the girl, all the way across the park, at that ice cream van. He got home, and I spanked his butt, and he never did it again. Now, I thought spanking in that case was appropriate because he obviously wasn't scared of me. He was more concerned over what that little girl was telling him. He had no fear of, because it was all giggles and ticklies, and I never had to punish him. And here, he put his life in jeopardy going up to a stranger when I told him no, and he was going to follow somebody else, and he had to learn that nobody is more scary than your mama. Okay? So, you listen to me. Let's say a bad guy tells you, hey, come over here, and if you don't, I'll hurt your mama. That's what happens. A lot of bad guys will say, look, I won't hurt your mommy if you do what I say. I wanted my kids to know, I'm more worried about what my mama would do to you. I'm not worried about her getting hurt. She's kind of tough. No worries there. And that's what I wanted to instill in them. And I got to admit, in that particular case, that spanking worked. Then that didn't work. His tushy's like mine, where it's like really, really, you know, bubbly tushy. So he would just giggle. So we just went to the timeouts. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, Jesus asks, how do you handle backtalk? Says, my parents would smack us across the mouth every time we did. So we did it. Kids don't have respect, and it's pitiful what comes out of their mouths. Backtalk. He wants to know what's the best way to handle backtalk. Yeah, I mean, that's how my parents did it. You backtalked. I only did it once. I don't even remember doing it, to be honest. I don't remember, I think, because the first time I did it, they stopped that fast. But since we're not supposed to hit the kids, which, again, I am for, we're not griping about the lack of corporal punishment. I agree that we do not spank or hit our kids. But how I handle back talk with my kids, it's kind of hard to put into words how I do it. I don't hit them. But what I do is I act very unpredictable, and I scare them a little bit, like I'm going to hit them type of thing. Like, for example, I remember growing up, if I said anything rude or I was arguing with my sister or whatever, my mom, no matter how she was driving, would backhand me. Or when she was driving, she'd slam on the car, turn around, and whip me, right? Y'all remember that. So what I do with the kids is I slam on the car, and then they look, and they think they're going to get hit, and I go, give me your phone. Give me your phone right now. And I take the phone, and then I start the car, and if they go, what? And I slam on the car again, and I look at them, and they get that feeling like, oh, no, you don't even go there. I once heard one of my kids call me the B word, and oh, I went 8 bananas. And so I think the reason why it's worked without my having to hit the kids, because, I mean, now, if you've seen my kids, I mean, one is, like as tall as my husband. So there's, you know, the other one is still short enough. But, I mean, he knows how to block. I mean, he's pretty cool. He's pretty athletic. So, you don't want to. One of the reasons why the hitting thing is so ineffective, and this is why I agree with the American Academy of Pediatrics, is because none of us knew what to do with our teenagers. You notice that? We can handle the little kids. It's very easy to beat up on the little kids. And you know, you look like the big guy and you feel like you're in control, but it never worked. It scared them. And by the time they were teenagers, they could block. I remember the first time my brother blocked my dad. He was in shock that my brother was able to block him. And you know, my dad said, don't block, you're getting hit. And he wouldn't. He blocked. And so, you know, parents learned, wait a second. They're not scared of getting hit anymore. So you have all these teenagers in my day and age, in my generation, that when we became teenagers, we did a lot wrong because, all right, what's the worst thing that could happen? So I'll take some Motrin, you know, after I get whooped. Okay, I mean, you know, there wasn't, and you know, my parents, they never gave me a car. They were poor, so I never had a car anyways. They had really nothing to take away. So now with these kids, you know, we may actually be at an advantage, because the spanking is not going to do anything to your teenager. So what do you do now with back talk? Well, yes, when I was growing up, I have to admit, I was afraid I was going to lose a tooth. I told you that one time my mom called me, and I was in the middle of something, and I said, what? And oh my gosh, I tell you, the sun didn't shine. It was a bad month. It was so bad. And I knew that if I said what to her, I was going to lose half my teeth. Okay? Well, the problem is you can't do that in this day and age. Okay? Yeah, you'll go to jail. You cannot knock kids' teeth out. And it's also too expensive. So when they backtalk, you have to be very consistent. Every time they backtalk, you need to be on it, just like cussing. You know, if you don't want cussing in your house, don't let one cuss word fly, because once that one cuss word flies, now you have the whole wall. Now the whole dam is broken. So you need to be consistent, and every time they backtalk, it's what, and also brothers and sisters watch each other. I didn't hear what my son said, because my hearing's getting bad, so my son whispered something under his breath.
And it was the other brother that did a double take and looked at me to see what I was going to do, because he probably thought I was going to turn into Medusa. And that's how I knew my kid did something wrong. And when I went, what? And you see him back off because he knew he got caught. I was like, okay, good. So now what you need to do is whenever your kid back talks, you need to make sure the other kid is around, because he's the one that clued you into the first kid back talk, right? Because their hearing is so much better than you are. So I'm very unpredictable. My punishments are very unpredictable now. Very unpredictable. All right, you're sleeping outside. Go. Sleep with the dog. You're going to act like a dog. You're going to act that way, right? Go outside. Go. Take one of the porch. Go. Sleep outside. I told you when my little kid was in the car acting up, going, you know what? I want a new mommy. You know, and he's laughing, and I'm like, you know, that's rude, whatever. He's like, I want a new mommy. Then I just stopped the car. I said, get the hell out. Get out of the car. Go. See ya. I did. I kicked him out of the car. One time he wanted to run away from home. He's like, I want to go to my friend's, there was another family that we were very, very close to. So he's like, I want to go over there. So I did. I opened up the door and I go, see ya. Bye. And I closed the door. And the other son was like, she's going to open the door. I left him out there. I don't care. Now, of course, I ran upstairs and I kept an eye on him. And, you know, we made sure we watched him like a hawk. But to the younger brother and to him, see ya. No poop off my back. See ya. So you have to think of some very things you think they would never, ever do. Told you, one of my patients, a mother of African-American, mother of triplets. I'm like, how do you deal? I mean, it's three against one. She's like, very easy. You could be in the middle of Walmart. You could have your cart completely full. You could have spent an hour there. They act up. You just drop that cart and you take them home and they get in trouble. And they have to know that no matter where you are, right, they will, that punishment follows. And I'm like, well, wow. And, you know, she didn't hit him or anything, but, you know, it's, I can't do that, because they know that if I spend that much time at Walmart, I'm not going to sit there and put everything back. I'm going to wait. I'm going to, like, just drop everything. You got to be unpredictable with these kids. Show up at the party. Spy on him. Oh, kids need privacy. By the way, that's a bunch of BS. Kids need privacy to change their clothes. Kids may need to take longer showers. That kind of privacy I get. But when it comes to them sexting others on their phone, when it comes to them receiving naked pictures of other minors in their class on their phone, and now you're looking at child pornography charges, oh, hell to the no. You are in charge of your kids. You are in charge. You are their parents. Okay, the law is not going to be lenient. You have got to be diligent in that. All right? And I'll do that to my kids. I'm like, give me your phone. Unlock it right now. You change the lock, you don't get this back until you unlock it in front of me. And, oh, they hate that. But tough. What sort of privacy? Oh, okay, well, they like a girl. I'm their mama. Who's going to pay for their wedding? I need to know if they like a girl. But I need to know that they're not doing, I don't care about those texts. I need to make sure they're not doing anything illegal. I need to make sure they didn't lie to me. If they said they were going to the movie and they went to a party, who's responsible? Who goes to jail for child neglect? I do. It doesn't matter if they're 15 and three quarters or 17 and a half. So to heck with that. I mean, you know, you've got to be on charge and you've got to be unpredictable. Just don't hit. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Our Vietnam War veterans, bless their hearts, unfortunately are at risk for a deadly cancer. We're going to be talking about that. And, all right. California has banned plastic bags. So for those of you going to the, it's not the Sunshine State. What is California? The Golden State? I think it's called the Golden State. You're not going to like how you have to carry your groceries. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
tuning in. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Vietnam soldiers who ingested a parasite during their tour appear to be more at risk for this deadly bile duct cancer called cholangiocarcinoma. Now, this trematode, or this parasite, or this worm, lives in fish. So if you don't cook the fish well, you could get this. This cancer starts in the biliary system, the liver, the bile ducts, and the gallbladder. It easily spreads and if it goes unchecked. So these parasites are also known as liver flukes. Remember, we were always told, be careful of liver flukes. They're endemic to Vietnam, China, Thailand, South Korea, Southeast Asia mostly. And right now they think 30 to 35 million people are infected with these liver flukes. Not only do they live in fish, but also unwashed vegetables. So what ends up happening is you ingest them. Then they work their way into the from the intestine. That when they get into the intestine, they're able to go up certain tracks, like the bile ducts, etc., to get into the biliary system. Because one of the very few exits, right, freeway exits off the intestine, are the ducts that dump bile into the intestine. So they're able to go upstream. And then they find a place to live, and they can live there for years, like 25-plus years, they're saying. Many liver fluke illnesses, they say, are asymptomatic, and if you find these early, you could kill them with these anti-parasite medications, like albendazole or praziquantel or tribendamidine. So there are certain anti-parasites that you could take. Unfortunately, though, if you're asymptomatic, how do you know to take it? So it sets up shop, these liver flukes. They cause inflammation. They cause scarring. That can put you at risk for cancer, even though we don't know exactly why the cancer starts. So what do you do? Well, one thing I would suggest is if you do live in that area, you know, part of the country, world, or if you did recently travel, what I would suggest you do is prophylactically take an antiparasite. If you ingested undercooked fish. Okay, I don't think that's too much to ask. I know everyone's like, oh my gosh, Dahlia, that's a waste of money. No, it's not a waste of money. Okay? I mean, if we're talking about something that could give you cancer 25, 30, 40 years later, do something. And we don't know how many Vietnam veterans have been affected. We can do some blood tests to see if they've been exposed. We can do some stool tests to see if there's parasites or eggs. We can do something like that. You could also do a CAT scan to look for inflammation of the bile ducts and ultrasound. But unfortunately, by the time you get symptoms like jaundice, weight loss, chronic indigestion, bloating, gas, constipation, abdominal pain, hives, fatigue, then it could be too late and you could be having this biliary cancer, nausea, vomiting, etc. So what you need to do is if you toured Vietnam, okay, and again, this could be a very, very small number of you, but if you toured Vietnam, okay, and you're already going for your routine, you know, gastroenterology checkups, like a colonoscopy, that's not necessarily going to be checking out any bile ducts. You could ask your doctor to order an ultrasound or do some blood tests or do some stool tests to make sure you didn't pick up a parasite. Okay, and, you know, for the most part, you should be good. But if you are losing weight, if you are having chronic bloating and gas, et cetera, and weight loss and issues, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, you may need to get a CAT scan. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is very interesting. Remember I told you I was in California and I saw a bunch of people walking out of Walmart with stuff in their hands? And I'm like, wait a second, I hope they're not stealing anything. I'm like, what's going on here? And then I go to Walmart and I go to grab a bag and they go to the 10 cents. Like, what are you talking about? You have to pay for the bags. I'm like, what? That's ridiculous. Well, apparently the measure passed to keep the ban on single-use plastic carryout bags. Now, you could use your own bag. You could buy a recyclable paper bag. You could use a reusable plastic bag. You can buy those for 10 cents. Plastic companies and bag manufacturers spend more than $6 million to place Proposition 67 and a tandem measure, Proposition 65, on the ballot, but voters said, nope, let's keep the ban in place. 2007, San Francisco banned plastic shopping bags, setting off a movement that led to nearly half the state and its biggest cities to do the same. 2 years ago, the legislature passed a statewide ban that Governor Jerry Brand signed. More than 150 California communities already have local plastic bag bans in place, and the passage of Proposition 67 extended the ban to the remainder of the state. The law took effect immediately. Now, you know what? I have to admit, I'm not that upset by that, because one is, I really think we have too much plastic and too much chemicals. And I'm not really upset by that. And what did we do in the olden days? I remember my grandmother, okay, going, okay, we're going to go to Ralph's grocery store in L.A. near Fairfax. And she goes, wait a second, let me get my bag. And she had this big cloth bag. And so she would grab it when we bought groceries. It went in the bag. I think we did get some paper, you know, garbage bags, but they didn't have handles on them. And so she would bring her own, and that's how they used to do it in the 50s and the 40s, etc. You'd bring a basket. You'd bring your own bag. You know, all of a sudden, stores started to help increase the convenience and then up the prices. But we've also talked about how bacteria could be spread. You know, these usable single-use bags prevent a lot of bacteria. If you don't wash out your grocery bag and launder it appropriately, then you're going to be carrying bacteria. Remember there was this one grocery bag that had a whole bunch of cookies? And I believe it was a gymnastics team or a swim team. All ate cookies from that bag, and then they all got sick with the same illness. You have to be careful with that. But I got to admit, you know, I really miss a lot of the things we did in the olden days where it really made a lot of sense. And I just kind of miss those days. So with that particular thing, I got to admit, I think California does have it right. Wow, $6 million plastic companies and manufacturers paid for that. That's crazy. So, you know, what is the environmental impact? Well, I don't know. I don't know much about what plastics do and the environmental impact, but what I do think is we're surrounded by the hell of a lot more than we should. I think we should drink out of glass bottles instead of plastic. I think we are leaching a lot of, I think there's so many chemicals in our plastics that, like, look at our receipts. Our receipts containing BPA. That's not very, you know, how is that healthy? Celebrex. Many of you guys take Celebrex instead of anti-inflammatories, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And Celebrex was a sister to Vioxx. And Vioxx, one of these COX-2 inhibitors, had to be taken off the market because it raised blood pressure and there was cardiovascular risks. Well, today we are told that after a 10-year study, they are easing our minds on any heart risk link. They say here, in 2013, there were 100 million prescriptions written for NSAIDs, so these results affect almost everybody. The study began 10 years ago and involved nearly 1,000 medical centers around the world. The researchers equally divided more than 24,000 osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis patients into three groups. Each group was assigned prescription doses of either Celebrex or celecoxib, naproxen, or ibuprofen. Half of 64% of the participants were women. Average age was 64. All have been diagnosed with heart disease and had an increased risk of developing cardiovascular problems along with their arthritis conditions. So they want to know is whether the Celebrex is the one that raised the heart problems. And luckily, it did not. It did not prove more risky than the other two drugs. They said heart attack, stroke, cardiovascular death occurred in 2.3% of the patients taking the Celebrex, 2.5% in naproxen, and 2.7% in ibuprofen. Now, all of them did receive Nexium to protect the stomach so they wouldn't get an ulcer, because this could cause ulcers. But the Celebrex causes less ulcers than the ibuprofen and naproxen. Now, what about kidney function? Well, all these medications could hurt the kidneys. They say the study looked at participants in the ibuprofen group having 64% higher risk of kidney problems than those taking Celebrex. So it may be a safer alternative than ibuprofen or naproxen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Rebel.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.